And now it's time to meet your neighbors.
I like my neighbors. I like my neighbors.
In San Francisco's SoMa district, some of the Bay Area's best wordsmiths rent space and work in a place called the Writer's Grotto. Behind each door are fiction writers, memoirists, journalists, and poets. It's a place where individuals, working very much alone, can come together to form a collective consciousness. KALW's Ben Trefney has the story.
The San Francisco Writer's Grotto. It's not a grotto, really. A grotto's a cave, or something like a cave. This is just a floor in a nondescript office building. It's 31 offices surrounding a conference room where a few dozen people can sit sort of comfortably. From the hallways, each office door looks about the same. What makes this place special, though, is what's behind each door.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Ben Trefney from KALW.
Ethan Waters.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Ethan Waters co-founded the Grotto in 1994 with fellow writers Poe Bronson and Ethan Kanan.
You know, this idea of sort of working alone as a writer just would never have worked for me, certainly. It would never have worked.
So they started a collective, a place for six writers to work, then nine, then 21. And now nearly 60 writers are members of the Grotto.
Yes?
My name is Todd Oppenheimer, and I'm one of the older members of the Grotto here. I'm a nonfiction guy.
Wrote a book called The Flickering Mind about the negative effects of technology on education. He's got the best office.
My office, I'm lucky. I have the corner office, and so we like to call it the principal's office. If anybody gets in trouble, they have to come see me.
Which isn't all bad. In fact, that's part of why writers work here, to get and give advice. Waters, for example, just got commissioned by The New Yorker.
It's my first piece for them, so I feel like I'm in over my head, and I'm very excited about it. But it's new territory for me.
But not new for his neighbor down the hall, who's written for The New Yorker.
A profile of a master bladesmith who specialized in kitchen knives.
So I'll take my pieces almost always to Todd Oppenheimer, to Laura Fraser.
My name's Laura Fraser, and I'm a writer, and I also teach writing. And I've written probably thousands of magazine articles for everyone from The New York Times, Gourmet, Oprah, Vogue, to like stories about how to decorate with ottomans for Ladies' Home Journal.
The backgrounds and interests of the other writers here are just as diverse.
So I'm Christopher Cook. I'm an author and journalist here at the Writer's Grotto.
Janice Cook Newman. I'm a novelist.
Jenny Bittner, and I'm a writer, and I also teach English as a second language.
Matthew Zapruder. I'm a poet. There's always a little pause in my soul before I say that I'm a poet because it's a strange thing to say, especially in this world.
But he is. He's published three collections of poetry which say things like this.
I examine my feelings without feeling anything. I ride my blue bike on the edge of the desert. I am president of this glass of water.
That last line is written on a drawing of a glass of water. It's one of many odds and ends in Zapruder's office.
I keep bringing things here. I'm like a squirrel, I think. You know, I keep bringing things here and thinking every time I see something in my office or see something out in the world, I think, oh, this would help me write poems, and so I bring it back.
Which makes his office pretty cluttered. So is Ethan Waters' office. But his 13 by 18 foot space is packed with exercise equipment.
I've bought a walking desk that you can see. This is a treadmill. It's not actually technically walking. It's just a treadmill, and I can read on it. I can also, while I'm on the phone, I could walk, you know, walk while I'm on it. I got that sort of massage, you know, massage chair, and I got my sitting ball.
Down a different hallway of the Writer's Grotto, I meet
Bridget Quinn, nonfiction writer.
So you have an exercise ball here in homage to Ethan Waters. Tell me about that.
Well, to Ethan and to all the active people in the Grotto, there's exercise balls. There's actually a couple of treadmills. There's weightlifting. And so we just have it sitting here as a kind of touchstone of our connection to this physical yet intellectual place.
Does anybody sleep here?
I have heard of people sleeping here. I don't know if I should name names.
Heather Donahue has slept here.
Come on in. Welcome to the Lady Cave.
Donahue starred in the groundbreaking movie The Blair Witch Project in 1999. Then she left Hollywood to grow medical marijuana an experience she recounts in her book Grow Girl, which was written in this narrow windowless room painted dark red.
The color's called antique ruby. When I do spend a lot of time staring at the walls, so I like to have them be pretty.
Every office is a glimpse into a writer's character.
Do you use all these things?
I do. You know, the walking, the treadmill has been...
Let's see. Come over to the treadmill.
So you start it up. It has a little beeping sound. You can set it at any speed you want. And I've even experimented with putting my computer up here and typing. Typing and walking is the thing that I have yet to master.
Practically everyone here has something inspiring or unusual in their workspace.
My name is Julia Scott, and I'm a radio producer and freelance magazine writer here at the San Francisco Writer's Grotto. I have an image of Superwoman on my bulletin board.
I don't know how anyone writes anything without a wall full of cork.
Can you tell me about this? Because it looks like you're walking into this scene.
Yeah.
So this I think you should keep walking.
Yeah.
The thing to make coffee with is the most important thing. The coffee is...
Outdated federal yellow book directories.
Okay, you can probably stop walking if you want. Thank you for doing that, though.
Writing is hard. It's a wrestling match with your mind. Understanding how an external space works can help young writers learn to refine their internal thoughts.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, though, because you get to see people's offices and you get to see... I mean, I was in somebody's office and I was like just kind of checking out like how they organize their files, what kind of pens they use, just to be like, okay, because there's sort of no system of how do you do it? How do you work as a writer and how do you keep all your things organized?
My rule is pretty doable. It's 500 words a day or 2 hours of editing, and I have to meet that every day. And sometimes I get to 15 minutes before lunch and I have very little done, but I always make it happen by then, which tells me a lot of it is just a head game.
My name is Liza Boyd, and I'm a journalist. I write for Fast Company and fastcompany.com, and my byline is E.B. Boyd.
Of all the writers I see today, Boyd seems least attached to stuff. Besides her writing gear, all she has with her is a jar of almond butter. She says inspiration for her comes from the people who are here.
Every now and then will people gather together and hang out and shoot the Yeah, but that's also part of what makes this a really great place is that, you know, we all sort of are in our offices and working by ourselves, and then we get together, whether it's at lunch or maybe at the end of the week, and sit and talk and share ideas, and sort of there's a huge sort of creative energy and interchange, which then sort of goes back and influences what we do.
Around 1 o'clock every day, the writers gather at tables in the central conference room. It's lively, a social outlet for sharing stories, tips, or simply friendship.
They put up a sign, but nobody ever told us about
it. Exactly.
It's great to be able to go out and have lunch, and I learn something new at lunch every day.
Noodle soup. For sale. This is what it contains.
We got a good San Francisco Chronicle.
You know, if you're a poet, you can spend the whole day sort of walking around, picking things up and looking at them and putting them down and occasionally writing a little bit. And to be around writers who are focused and disciplined and think of longer projects and have to go to work every day and write for hours and hours, it's been a very positive experience for me as a writer. Plus, just having an office outside of my apartment is pretty great, so I don't freak out.
Writers do freak out. That's why the Grotto was created in the first place. Three guys who wanted to know that they weren't alone every once in a while. At the San Francisco Writers Grotto, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.